Steel Market Update, courtesy of Majestic Steel USA. Each week, Majestic Steel USA, a steel service center that distributes prime, flat-rolled galvanized steel sheets and coils to industries across the United States, compiles the Core Report. The report is an in-depth look at key indicators and trends driving the steel market. Market volatility demands your attention about what's driving prices, when, and why. Data sources are listed in each section. Majestic Steel has granted Rollforming Magazine permission to publish information excerpted from the report for its readers. Domestic steel production. According to the American Iron and Steel Institute, weekly domestic steel production report dated December 17th, U.S. mill production dipped slightly, producing an estimated 1,651K tons and a 74.3% rate utilization rate. This was down from 1,668K tons and a 75.1% rate previously. By comparison, this was 3.7% lower than the 1,704K tons produced in the same week of 2023. Production increased in three of the five regions, but was offset by large drops in the Midwest and Southern regions. Production from the Southern region dropped the most, sliding from 702 tons to 682K tons. Spot iron ore, the Platts Spot Iron Ore Report, dated December 20th, reports that pricing dipped after climbing the previous 4 weeks. Spot iron ore pricing settled at 103.60 mint, down from 105.95 madam the week prior. This is down 2.2% after hitting the highest price since mid-July. Iron ore now faces headwinds as China has dialed back steel production so far in December, and Chinese mills are also expected to perform equipment maintenance before the new year. Zinc price and inventory. Based on the London Metal Exchange, weekly zinc price and inventory report, and the Shanghai Futures Exchange, weekly zinc inventory report, both dated December 20, 2024. Zinc pricing dropped sharply after alternating up and down movements over the last 6 weeks. Zinc pricing ended the week at 2,957.1341 pounds, down from 3,082 smu, 1.398 previously. Despite the announcement of stimulus the previous week, overall market sentiment remains negative, as China did not fully disclose what the stimulus measures would be and when it would hit the economy. Global zinc inventory dropped for the fourth consecutive week. LME warehouse inventory slipped again, dropping from 273,650 metric tons to 257,525 metric tons. Shanghai warehouse inventory decreased as well, sliding from 50,666 metric tons to 40,137 metric tons. Gross domestic product, the third and final estimate of U.S. economic growth in Q3, showed growth revised up to a 3.1% annual rate. Bureau of Economic Analysis, gross domestic product, Q3 2024. This is up from the 2.8% annual rate from the second estimate, but below the 4.9% annual growth rate in Q3 2023. This third and final update reflected upward revisions to exports and consumer spending. These upward revisions were partly offset by a downward revision to inventory investment. Imports, which are a subtraction to GDP, were revised higher. Durable goods manufacturing added 0.16% to Q3 GDP, while the construction industry saw a subtraction of 0.01%. The full library of core reports from Majestic Steel USA can be accessed at majesticsteel.com/majestic-insights/core-report/. Partial disclaimer: the content herein is for informational purposes only, and under no circumstances should it be relied upon as advice or recommendations for any particular business or activity, or B, construed as an offer to sell or a solicitation to buy any future contract, material, option, security, or derivative, including foreign exchange. All content, graphics, and trademarks incorporated in or forming a part of this report are owned by Majestic Steel USA, Inc., or its third-party providers. All rights are reserved. In no event shall Majestic Steel or any third-party provider or any of their respective affiliates, officers, directors, employees, agents, or licensors be liable to you or to anyone else for any direct, special, incidental, indirect, punitive, consequential damages, or any other loss or injury caused in whole or in part by contingencies beyond their control, or any negligence, including any gross negligence, in procuring, providing, compiling, interpreting, editing, writing, reporting, transmitting, or delivering the content.